Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey everyone, thank you all for tuning into Biz My Kids, the quarantine edition. My name is Nikki Watson, and I just want to let you know that our future is so bright. Why? You're about to see young scholars pour their heart out, want to know, what does it take to be successful? They'll be interviewing today's business leaders to learn how to be tomorrow's business leaders. They will break down those communication barriers between different generations. Check them out.
Hello, my name is Omar. You're watching Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future. Today, we're here with Ms. Shaquita Smith. She's an actress who's currently living her lifelong dream, and she's starring on BET original Baby Blue. My first question for you is, what made your drive so strong?
My drive was knowing that I can do it. I had a grandmother, like I said earlier, who really believed in me. And when you have someone that really believe in you, it gives you the motivation to know that you can do it. Sometimes when you feel like you can't do it, but someone say, no, I see something in you. I see like something grand and great. Then it gives you that big motivation to be like, you know what? I can do this. I can move forward. I can work hard. I can do the things that they say that they see within me. And ever since then, I just continually drove forward into doing what I know that I wanted to do, and that was acting.
Birmingham has always been how the United States is right now, racially tensed. How is that?
Okay.
Got it. Okay. For me, it hasn't been different. I mean, I lived in an area called Ansley, while in Birmingham, where a lot of people wasn't fortunate. And so we built each other as, we saw each other as family. And we never looked at each other differently, or I was socially profiled, anything of that nature. But I have witnessed it with my brother, which I have a twin brother, who was walking down the street and got socially, you know, profiled by a cop. So for me, it hasn't really affected me, but to see other people, it has. And so I stand firm into rocking with, you know, Black Lives Matter and everything that's going on right now.
Well, thank you. Now I'm going to pass it along for Brooke.
First, I'm going to ask, when did you realize your love for acting?
My love for acting in 8th grade. It was 9th grade because I was a freshman. I snuck in a theater class for seniors, and I was actually supposed to be in there. I was like a daredevil. I was a challenger, like the young lady said that she was a challenger. I was a challenger, and I loved it. I enjoyed the exercises that the teacher did. And so one of the administrators come in and they're like, hey, that girl right there, she's not supposed to be in this class. And the teacher looked at me and saw how excited I was and decided that I should stay in the class. And so she taught me from a 12th grade level how to be a great actor, how to, you know, really hone into those skills. And at that time, I was in theater. So I really loved the stage. I mean, I could be on stage forever, which I did for 4 years. And she really made me believe that I was amazing. The teacher did. And I started competing and I started loving it. And like I said earlier, I didn't really have a great childhood. And theater and acting gave me the opportunity to be someone else I wasn't, and allowed me to be free and allowed me to be happy and in a peaceful state. And so I've been on that journey ever since. Even now, I'm like so happy. When I get on set, I'm like a little kid, like, what else can we do? What else can I do? And it's just amazing to me.
I was doing a little bit of research before we started this interview, and I saw your page. And they're on there that I wanted to ask you about. So what is the quote acting is not about being someone different. It's about finding the similarity in what is apparently different than finding them myself.
Right.
What does that mean to you?
To me, that means you do not have to act. You can be yourself within these roles. So let me give you an example. So the role that I'm playing, Baby Blue, it's about a mother that's dealing with postpartum depression, but she also has insecurity. She also has, you know, strength and weaknesses. And so for me, I find the things that I'm attached to with personality, and I make those come alive in my performance. And what I'm saying that is that my insecurities or my weakness may be I'm still hurt by my grandmother. Or I'm feeling like, you know, I don't have anybody. And so those feelings that I feel, I put that in my work. And now the performance is real to me.
Well, that actually is a useful like tip to me, because I'm also an actor and I participate in like acting at my school. So thank you for that. And I'm going to be like using that for the future and stuff. So also, I saw that you are a motivational speaker, and my question about that was, what do you like about motivational speaking, and could you like elaborate more about what exactly it is that you do?
Yes. So motivational speaking for me is to motivate others to do something that you're scared to do, or motivate or me find some things that will help you further along whatever the dream that you have for the future. And for me, I always tell anybody that listen to me from a speaking standpoint is, know why you're doing this. Are you doing this? Are you becoming an actor because you want to make a million followers? Are you becoming an actor because you love acting? Are you becoming an actor because you truly want to help someone? And when you find out specifically what your why is and the reason why you're doing what you're doing, then you'll constantly be doing this 10, 20, 15 years later, because you truly, truly is honing into who you are. And that's the reason why I continually to speak, because there was no one, especially in Birmingham, Alabama, that really helped me and allowed me to, you know, be who I am. But if I can teach people the things that I've learned, then I feel like I'm helping other people further their career along the way.
So your name is Shaquita, and Shaquita is like kind of a stereotypical Black. So I was thinking, with a name like Shaquita, have you ever faced any discrimination in the acting world, or have you been turned down because you can kind of see like the director is just like, I don't know.
All the time, yes. You know, the funny thing is, I remember a couple of years ago, I was in Los Angeles, and someone, I'm not going to tell their name, but they mentioned to me, they said, hey, can you change your, because my middle name is Renee. Can you change your middle name? I mean, can you change your first name to your middle name is Renee? And I'm like, why? Why do I need to do that? That's my name. That's my God's given name that my grandmother gave me, which she did, and I'm proud of my name. Why can't you appreciate my name? And so ever since then, I told myself I'm not going to change my name. If you don't like me for who I am, and if you're casting me based off my name, then I shouldn't be in your project anyway. I shouldn't be filming with you anyway. And now here I am, lead of a BET film called Baby Blue with Shaquita Smith. And so for me, it's now I have branded myself with my name, and I'm going to continually to use that. And I think right now, anyway, where we are in the world with, you know, Black Lives Matter and all the social injustice, people are going to be looking at things totally different than what they were doing prior. So I think a lot of people will be appreciating Black people and Black names right now. So I say, listen, hold your head up, say your name is Taquanda, if it is, or whoever the name is, and just live up to that, and it's gonna be great.
I can commend you for that, for as a Black woman making the strong choice to keep your name and not fall into the pressure of, oh, I really, really, really want this role, but you still just decided to stay with you and right. be you.
And the other thing too, to even add to that is that it aligns, if you know your alignment with where you're going, your purpose, then your name, your height, your weight, your looks will not matter because you already know that this is destined. You are destined for this. You are destined to even be wherever you want to be.
So you're a strong believer in like destiny.
I'm a strong believer in destiny. I'm a strong believer in God too. I'm a strong believer in being aligned with, okay, if you believe in this, no matter when it comes, it's going to come. And that's kind of how my mindset is. You know, I can even tell you this, the role that I got, I didn't audition for this. I didn't audition for BET. It came to me, you know, and some people would be like, wait, you didn't audition? No, I didn't audition. But that's manifestation. That's alignment. That's knowing what you want. That's knowing, you know, your calling. And it's going to always be that way for me.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to my next question. And that's about Troy State University. And yes. I want to know, what did you like about Troy State? And what was your life like before college?
So Troy State, I had a full scholarship in theater. So went to Troy State and I mean, was my best days ever. I feel like I was in theater every day. I don't think I even had other classes. And I enjoyed it because it really gave me the truth of what acting was. And I generated a lot of great friends out of the school. Now before college, I was in Birmingham, and I was kind of by myself a little bit, but I also had acting. So my whole life have been centered around acting and church and acting. I was at church Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I probably was in acting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And my grandmother just sheltered me in that way, you know, and I didn't really have a lot of, you know, going out to parties or anything like that. It's just meant me primarily focus on my acting and church and making sure that I have a great childhood of being in Birmingham.
Well, I want to ask, so during college, were there ever like obstacles where it was like, oh, I got this stuff. Also, I want to go do something else. And if, what did you do to like defeat those and still push through?
You said any obstacles in college?
Yeah, obstacles in college.
I think fitting in. My obstacles was I felt like I was abnormal. I felt like I didn't belong sometimes. And the only thing that I really kind of was holding on to was acting. But for it's like, you know, you have the popular girls, you have the way gorgeous girls, and you had this and you had that. And so I would always look at myself and being like, oh, am I pretty? Or am I this? Or am I that? And so I struggled with that for a long time until I had to realize, like, you are enough. You know, even me being Black, you know, a dark-skinned woman, I struggled with, you know, knowing that I'm good enough, knowing that the skin that I'm in is amazing. And, you know, you also have, you know, the kids that also, you know, kind of tease you and make jokes and make funny jokes of you. So I had a lot of insecurities when it came to how I looked. And I think when I turned probably like 21, 22, I was like, screw this. I'm amazing. My name's Shaquita. You can take it or you're not going to take it, whatever the case may be. But I owned who I am. And so now I block out anything or anyone that say anything negative about me or anything negative towards me. And I know who I am and know my truth. It may take long for me to upgrade myself, but at the same time, I know who I am.
And I think that's something that we really need to push out to, like, Black girls and Black men, because we need to, like, focus on transparency and being authentically dope, as we have, like, talked about before in Future Successors, and, like, loving your skin, because I know before, right now, I love my skin. I'm extremely comfortable. I love taking care of my skin. I love everything about it, and I try my hardest to be authentically dope and authentic with myself. But some people, like even a couple years ago in like younger grades, there's like always the people who are going to talk about you and make you feel like you're not good enough. So I think that it's extremely important to let like Black young girls know that their skin is amazing and they are amazing and that they come from greatness.
Exactly. And then the funny thing is those type of people that do have something to say, you look back, I mean, look later down the line, 10 years later, they're a little bit different. They're not doing as what you're doing. And so sometimes it's interesting to see how when you keep striving and doing what you're doing, the people that have so much to say are not doing nearly what you're doing. So it's like, okay, if you're talking about me, it must be something I'm doing right. It must be something that I'm doing fantastic. So let me just keep on doing what you do. I'm going to let you keep talking.
And where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Ooh, I see myself continually acting, growing my acting career, and also continually having my production company, creating more projects for great people. Anything that I think in my head, I want to produce, you know, anything that I look up and I'm like, that'll be a great story. I want to create that. I'm a big creator. I'm a big person on whatever's in my mind. Let me put it out there and see how it works. And I think we need that. Totally.
I think we do too. And being like a creator and like a producer, how do you take something that's in your mind and put it down on paper and make it and manifest it into something bigger, to a whole film or show or anything? How?
I did a project called Atonement, which I'm playing a female assassin, and I shot that in Birmingham. And I had a friend of mine who is a DP cinematographer. His name is Kevin Key. And we were sitting together, and I said, man, I want to be an assassin. And he's like, what? I was like, I want to be an assassin. So we put together this script, wrote it, and I was looking at basically some films similar to like Nikita. I'm not quite sure if you are familiar with Nikita or those type of films, but it's similar to Atonement. And I wanted to say, I've never seen a Black woman, a young Black woman, kick butt and be good at it. And that's what I want to do. I want to be a Black girl that you never seen, and I kick butt. And we wrote the script. And there's a software called Final Draft where we put together everything, like basically how much it's going to cost, the actors. And basically, it's like a puzzle. You know, you put all the missing pieces together, raise a couple of thousand dollars or financially, however it may be, and you put the concept together. And so of me sitting down with him and saying, hey, I want to be an assassin, to now it's created, that's the part where it's like, oh, my God. Whatever I thought I can do, I want to do this again. I want to keep creating, because whatever I think in my mind, I can do it. And for me, that's the adrenaline of what I love, you know, having something in my mind and I can actually put it together and make it happen. All you need is the people that can see your vision to help create it with you.
Do you ever see yourself teaching? Where would you want to teach?
Yes. I want to teach, well, from acting standpoint, I want to teach acting. I'm now, later down the line, I'm going to do a few workshops for acting and basically creating projects. That's something that I know that I want to continually to bless others with, the knowledge, especially the young generation, because, you know, sometimes if we don't teach, like, what are, like, you got all this knowledge, but what are you doing to help other people? So I don't know quite sure if it's going to be a school, but I do know that I'm going to continually to do workshops to help other people.
Well, that's the end of Business Minds Kids. Once again, we just want to say thank you for being here. But mainly, we talked about your impact on the world and how we can change your destiny and impacts on the world and what we can do to help others and how we can be involved. Thank you, Ms. Shaquita Smith.
Thank you.
I want to send a well wish out to Sequoria. I'm not sure what her last name is, but Smith. Family, because Sequoria was a girl who went to my school, and this past 4th of July, she was killed, and she was shot on 4th of July by another group of Black people or another Black person. So I want to send my well wishes to her, because her murder was really something that has hit home with me, because we walked the same school hallways, and that's really sad.
My well wish goes out to everyone that's returning, like, to their normal lives after post-COVID, like going back to school, going back to work and stuff. So I just want to make sure those people are safe.
My well wishes would be for, and I'll pick back off Zion, is the people that have lost their lives due to COVID-19. And I know a lot of families are taken back by this. And so I just want to, you know, just spread my love and my well wishes to the family.
Watching Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future.